Hello friends, this is Romit Ranjan. I am a travel blogger, I am a travel consultant and a travel professional, I would say. And from last more than one decade, I'm traveling nationally, internationally, and I share my travel stories to people. So today I'm going to share my experience of my Kerala tour. However, I have been to Kerala many a times, but the last year tour was absolutely, it was very experiencing, and it was little different from the normal itineraries. So today I'm going to share my Kerala experience. First of all, let me give some details in nutshell about Kerala. First of all, it's called God's own country, which is absolutely correct, and it's suited to Kerala because it has a natural beauty, it has a serene beauty of nature, it has backwaters, it has lots of diversities, I would say. In terms of territory, the North Kerala and the South Kerala is entirely different. It has wildlife, it has very rich culture, it has very rich culinary culinary history. Their foods, their culture, their lifestyle, the martial arts, the folk dance, everything is mesmerizing. So hey, I'm going to share my travel experience. Now coming to the practical details, Kerala is a southmost state of India, and to approach this state, the two major airports, keeping in mind the travel and tourism, the two major airports are Cochin, which is called Kochi as well, and the second is Trivandrum, which is also called Thiruvananthapuram. So Thiruvananthapuram is extreme southern tip of Kerala. However, the Cochin airport is Cochin is situated north of Kerala, I would say. Not extreme in the north, however it is a northern part of Kerala. So more practically, if I would say, anyone who is traveling to Kerala, they must start from Cochin, and Cochin is well connected by air, by train. The railway station name is Ernakulam, so you can get down at Ernakulam railway station, and you can heads the town is Cochin. It is well connected by national highways as well. So by air, by train, or by surface, you can Cochin is well connected. So I have started my tour from Cochin. So if you're going to Kerala, you have to start you have to plan at least for a week, and if you don't have time for a week, minimum it has to be 5 days if you really want to synchronize and take the orientation tour of Kerala. If you want to know about the beauty of Kerala, the different terrain of Kerala, the different places, if you want to experience the palaces, heritage and history of Kerala. So let's start. Now coming to the main point, it is all about the introduction of Kerala. Now coming to the itinerary of Kerala, which I have started from Cochin. So in the next segment, I will tell you about the entire itinerary. We have been there for 5 days, I would say. In 5 days, we have tapped all the major destinations of Kerala. First, it was Cochin. We landed at Cochin, and we experienced this city is very beautiful. I would say the capital of Kerala is Thiruvananthapuram, but the business capital of Kerala is Cochin. So and there is lots of things you can experience over here. We have explored, you know, the beach front, the Chinese fishing nets of Chinese fishing nets in Cochin. We have seen this beautiful St. Francis Church, Santa Cruz Basilica, the Jewish town in Cochin, and you know, you can get a tuk-tuk auto, or you can enjoy this town. We have experienced this Mattancherry Palace over here, which is extremely beautiful. And the city is little busy, I would say. The spice market of Cochin is amazing. I think I have seen many spice market in India, from North India to South India, in Delhi, in Bangalore, in Rajasthan, the chili markets, red chili markets. But the Cochin spice market was amazing. I mean, all the spices, exotic spices like cardamom, bay leaves, black pepper, and you know, the list is too big for that. And it was an awesome experience. Now, after coming to this the places we have experienced in Cochin, which is St. Francis Church, Santa Cruz Basilica, Jew Town, Mattancherry Palace, all these places you can you must explore when you are in Cochin. And it will take an entire day, I would say, if you plan accordingly, because you know, I have stayed there for one day only, and then I have moved towards the hilly area of Kerala, which is Munnar. Munnar gives you an experience of the tea plantation, the coffee plantation. That is the only one place I think in India where you can see on the one side of the road there is coffee plantation, and the another side there is tea plantation. And if you talk about this beautiful place, the drive from Cochin to Munnar is extremely you know, the landscape is so nice, and you drive through beautiful terrain. And I would like to tell you about this place, Munnar, which has, I think, I would say it's like the coldest. It's not coldest, but as compared to the Kerala climate, this is little cold. And this hill country, this place is extremely beautiful and very ideal for tea plantation. Here we have experienced, you know, the tea plantations. There is a photo point, and there is echo point around, which is almost 50 kilometer past from the photo point. And there is a, you know, a top station viewpoint from where you know, I would say you can take photographs on the top of this place, Munnar. There is Iravikulam National Park, which is very good for animal lovers. You must visit this national park, which is around 8 kilometers north of Munnar. And you can go for hiking as well. You know, this place is very nice. And if I would say like if I talk about the accommodation in luxury segment, I would say the Spice Tree Munnar is one of the best option. And for the mid range option, you can go for Nila Kurunji Luxury Plantation Bungalow, which is almost as good as any luxury hotel, I would say. This is a colonial bungalow, I would say. And it has a great option to experience this cardamom plantation as well. In budget category, you can go. There are many options. I would suggest you can go for T-Valley Resort. And I forgot to mention accommodation option in Cochin, which was in luxury segment. My favorite is Brunton Boatyard. Undoubtedly, Brunton Boatyard is the best luxury hotel in Cochin. And in mid segment, see, in Cochin it's a big city, so there are lots of option. Brunton Boatyard is personally my favorite, and in mid range you can go for Fragrant Nature Fort in Fort Kochi, or you can in budget class you can go for Coconut Grove, which is almost like a homestay. So I must give you all the details about the accommodation option. So I have given you the Cochin accommodation option. I have given details of Munnar accommodation. So here we have stayed for one night. So we moved forward as one night in Cochin, one night in Munnar. Then we moved towards the south, which is we move towards south to experience the houseboat, which is the most do in Kerala when you are on Kerala tour. So in Kerala houseboat itinerary, we have opted for two nights because personally, as a person, I love to stay away from civilization, away from crowd, and it has to be very serene and calm. So I have opted two night, and I think for any visitor or any tourist or any vandalist soul, they have to stay for two nights for this houseboat experience. So the place is called Kumarakom. There is a lake, you can say it's a backwater and a lake which is called Vembanad Lake, and these houseboats are called Kettuvalams. These houseboats in Kerala, people call it Kettuvalams. So it could be like one bedroom houseboat, two bedroom houseboat. They have three and four bedroom houseboats as well, and they have a different category of houseboats. They have like budget class houseboats, they have mid-range houseboats, they have luxury houseboats. So I have opted even in houseboat, because it is a lifetime experience. So we have opted for a luxury houseboat. We started from Kumarakom, and the another side of the lake, Vembanad, it's a huge lake, I would say. You can go for sail for the entire day and evening, and at night it docks. At night it docks at the corner of at the side of this Vembanad lake. And about the to choose a luxury option, I would say the best option to choose a Kerala houseboat is we have opted for Zandari Riverscape. They have the most reputed, and you cannot even imagine how luxury houseboats they have. It is a fully private houseboat. It was a fully private houseboat with three dedicated staff. They have incredible fresh and tasty foods, and you can experience vegetarian and non-vegetarian, and they give ultimate relaxation to their guests, to their clients, to the tourist. I would say Zandari Riverscape is one of the best service provider in terms of houseboats. I have not a very good idea about all others, but there are many service providers you can opt for. There are many, I would say. So you can go for budget houseboats as well, you can go for mid-range as well, you can if your budget allows, you can go for you can go for luxury. So we have opted for Zandari, which was absolutely one of the best. Their experience is out of the world, I would say, right? And then our two nights accommodation, we disembark from this houseboat. We have opted for we move forward towards Koblam. Koblam is a beach area. So after experiencing the Cochin Serene beauty, the heritage, the different places in Cochin, we move towards Munnar, the hilly area of Kerala. We have experienced best. We have not been to Thekkady, which is very good for wildlife lovers, but we did not have that much of time, so we skipped Periyar. The place is called Thekkady, and there is a very famous national park, wildlife national park, is called Periyar National Park. So we have not been there, but that place is also beautiful. We have directly we moved towards Alleppey, towards south. Again, we have after this Alleppey and Kumarakom, we have we started driving towards south, which is Koblam. Koblam is I would say it's a very neighborhood town of or it is a part of Trivandrum. It is just 25 kilometers from Trivandrum, which is a capital of Kerala, extreme south. So we drive towards Koblam. We have stayed there for two nights, because you know at the end of the tour you need relaxation, complete relaxation. So we have opted for this Koblam place, and our hotel was see there are many hotels in Koblam. However, in Koblam we have opted for a budget class hotel because of location. Location was very nice, but there is no luxury hotel. We have stayed there in at Lighthouse Beach area. The specialization of this area is that the sands of the seashore area is black. It was really surprising for me. We experienced, and our hotel was bang on the seashore. It was amazing experience to stay there in a budget hotel. Koblam, from Koblam it was complete relaxation. You can go for Kerala Ayurvedic massage, because Kerala is very famous for Ayurveda. We got very good Ayurvedic treatment over there to just detoxify your body, just to relax your body. We have traveled in and around Koblam, which is a very beautiful beach areas there. And we about the cultural experience, I have forgot to mention there. I'm sorry about that. We have experienced their folk dance, which is called Bharatanatyam. Bharatanatyam is an extremely devotional and makeup wise, that is one of the toughest dance formation in entire world, I would say. It took almost 2 to 3 hours to do the makeup of all the artists, and they do the Bharatanatyam, and the stories behind this dance is based on Mahabharata. They take the part of the story and they try to depict through their very expressive dance. That is amazing experience when you see Bharatanatyam. And I have seen one martial art which is one of the most ancient, one of the oldest martial art, that is called Kalaripayattu. So early morning you would see there on the sea beaches there are many students. They practice Kalaripayattu, which is one of the oldest formation of oldest art or martial art in the world. Their bodies are extremely flexible, and they use some kind of arms as well, I would say. About the food of Kerala, that is extremely tasty. Maybe it will not suits all the taste bud from different part of people, but personally I really like the food of Kerala. Majorly they eat rice instead of bread or rotis. It is rice, I mean it is a paddy, it is a yes, they have paddy fields, and they produce rice because of their climate situations, and they eat lots of seafood, they eat lots of tangy food. Their food have lots of coconut in almost 90% of the food in they have ingredients of coconut, they have ingredients of spices, lots of spices, garam masalas, they have lots of fishes in their food. So the food is really exotic. Their food is really exotic. South Indian food. What people think about South Indian food is masala dosa and idli sambar. No, Kerala food is entirely different. You can find rice, 3-4 kinds of curries, fish, drumsticks, lots of veggies as well, and the food is awesome. The people are very educated. They are logical people. The destination are amazing. Everything about Kerala, I really liked it. There is nothing about I did not like it. It is almost like nothing. As far as you are educated enough, you will not feel any kind of language barrier, because all the Keralites, they speak, even the drivers, even the guides, the staff, even the low skill people, they are very frequent in English. So communication is not a problem at all. So majorly, in a nutshell, now I'm going to just revise the itinerary. Like, we have started from Cochin to Munnar to Kumarakom to Koplam. And all the places have different taste. Cochin is a busy city. Munnar is a hilly area, little bit cold, very nice tea plantation, wildlife, everything is there. And then you move to backwaters, Kumarakom, at Vembanad Lake. You experience the houseboats, which is called Ketuvalams. You experience Kalaripattu, which is a martial art of Kerala. Then we experience this Bharatanatyam, which is a folk dance, very nice. Then we move towards Koblam, which was a complete relaxation part of our tour. There was a beach, there was sea, everything was fantastic. So Kerala is full on paisa vasool destination, one of my favorite in India. And instead of any beach holiday, Kerala gives you different diversities and different taste in a single itinerary. If you go to Goa or if you go to Pondicherry, there is single destination, but in Kerala you experience 4-5 destinations. There are many other destinations in North Kerala which I have covered in different tours, but in this part these are the major destination which we have covered. I hope this details about accommodation, food, travel, distance, everything was very helpful to you guys. And while returning, we have taken flight from Trivandrum. We landed at Cochin, and we have taken a return flight from Trivandrum, so which is called Thiruvananthapuram as well. So it saves time, and it saves your backtracking, waste of time, I would say. So you can start from Cochin, you can end at Thiruvananthapuram. So this was all about my Kerala tour. I hope you liked it. Thank you so much. Bye. Take care.